Last month, Kelsey Leake lost a lot. She lost her pet parrot, Petrie, of 7 years, and she lost her boyfriend, Arnie Dahl, when his fishing vessel sank and they tried to swim to safety. She also spent a harrowing 24 hours, wet and cold, waiting for rescue.
I was sitting on that rock thinking, I don't know who's going to believe this.
Dahl was a fisherman, a power troller. His boat, the 39-foot Randy Joe, was like a second home to the couple. Dahl and Leake had been dating about a year, but their love had bloomed quickly.
I mean, it was just magic. He came for dinner and he didn't leave for 6 months.
It was a clear, sunny day near Point Baker on November 27th. Leake says there was calm wind and the waters were foam. She and Dahl took the Randy Joe to gather firewood. On the way back to town, Leake curled up in the wheelhouse to take a nap with Petrie, her parrot, tucked into her shirt. Her golden retriever, Millie, was also with them. What happened next was sudden.
I woke up to being, like, face first slammed into the side door in the wheelhouse. And the door busted open and I landed outside on the walkway.
Dahl told Leake they'd hit a rock. They had a skiff along as well and used that to check out the situation. When they got around to the front of the boat, they saw a huge hole in the port side. They knew it would sink. Dahl climbed back onto the Randy Joe to get his important papers while Leake stayed in the skiff. She had just learned how to drive it.
I remember him like running to the bow and he's like, come on, come on, come get me, come get me. I'm like, okay, okay, my brain is trying to work. And I got up to the midship line again, and a wave pushed the skiff up under the lip of the sinking ship.
The skiff sank and the Randy Joe was sinking. The pair had to swim. To their left, they saw a tiny rock island called West Rock.
My coat started to fill with water and I was trying to get it off and I went underwater. And I remember like opening my eyes under the water and like looking for my zipper. I got back up, like got in my shirt and I took Petrie out and she was just gasping. And I tried to like salt shaker the water out of her. And then I was trying to like swim with her. And he said, you have to let her go. I need you to swim with me. I let her drift off and I couldn't even like fit that in my brain at that point. So I took a deep breath and just put my face to the water and just started swimming as hard as I could.
Dahl, Leake, and her dog Millie made it to West Rock. It's about 500 feet offshore, and Leake says it was about the size of a small living room. But it was high enough to stay above the tide. It had a concrete slab marker on top with reflectors and a light. After resting for a moment, the situation started to hit Dahl.
He's like, oh my God, there goes my boat. There goes our skiff. And then he paused and he's like, I just killed Petrie. Oh my God. And he looked at me. And then I could see his like gaze lock on Joe Mace Island. And he was like, we can do that. If we can get over there, we can go get help.
But to Leake, the distance looked at least twice as long as what they'd just swam. She had a bit of survival training, and her gut told her not to leave that rock. She tried to convince Dahl they should stay, but he insisted.
You stay. I'll go get help. You stay. Promise me you'll stay right there. I'll come for you.
She watched him swim out, his head disappearing in the distance, and then it was just her and her dog, Millie. Leake knew that in a survival situation, she could not let emotion take over. So she told herself that Dahl must have arrived safe on the next island.
Okay, he got out. He found Petrie. I know they found like some random bottle of Jameson, and they're just making a fire on the beach, getting warm. They're having a party. They're going to come for me first thing in the morning.
And then Leake and Millie faced a long, cold night. Leake's clothes were still wet. They were synthetic, so they kept her somewhat warm, but it got down to around 26 degrees that night.
It was a cold, hard night. I couldn't feel my feet. I mean, my whole body hurt the next day from shivering.
Sea lions kept approaching, and Millie chased them away. Leake talked to them, naming the biggest one Brutus. She did toe scrunches to keep her feet working. She told Millie they had to stay positive. She tallied all the people waiting for her on the other side of the water. She sang songs in her head.
Nickelback came on in my head. Like, if today was your last day.
Leake and Millie stayed awake all night. They cuddled on the hard rock until the sun broke. Leek could see a house across the water. She stood on top of the concrete block.
And I was waving my hands from 7:30 until 2 p.m. and trying to get somebody's attention. I had some moments on the rock that it was daylight. I was starting to process my grief.
In the afternoon, she realized she might be out there another night. So she climbed down and started wringing out her clothing.
And that's when I heard the put, put, put of the boat. And I was like, oh my God, somebody's here. And I looked over and I see this big white boat with two skiffs towing behind it. And I ran down all those rocks barefoot and I was jumping up and down and waving like a crazy person.
The boat was the Del 2, coming back from a hunting trip. As soon as people found Leek, the search for Dahl started.
Suddenly there were skiffs everywhere. I mean, we looked until way past dark, way longer than we should. The weather was starting to get crappy. I mean, it's so hard to give up.
The U.S. Coast Guard and Wrangell Search and Rescue searched the area for hours, but no one found Dahl. Leek stayed in the area with friends of Dahl's, and they mourned together.
I had a year with Arnie, and it's a huge loss. But there are people out there that have known him his whole life.
Leek lost two of her loved ones to the ocean that day, but the positivity she cultivated on that rock island that kept her going till morning, it stuck. And it's helping her get through the loss and focus on what she does have. Leek is now back in Wrangell, where she grew up. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.